from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What are you watching?
They'd rather have 12 TVs set up in their TV watching cave.
What are you watching?
What's missing? Give up? Television.
This ain't reality TV!
Binging TV shows.
But what are you watching?
She's watching all of NCIS right now.
Leave that. Don't touch that. My program's coming on.
You've been seeing that?
What are you watching?
Figured it's been too long. We've been away from each other a little bit. There have been some vacations, some travel.
I was hosting Colin Cowherd.
You did a great job. You did a great job.
Thank you, guys.
Shane, great job filling in for Ashley.
Appreciate that. Thank you. We had a good time. I also did Law & Order SVU last week. I was the woman. What's her name?
Mariska Hargitay?
Yes, I was her.
Good.
Yeah,
I was
Thank
her.
You very much. Hey, who is the daughter of who? You guys know who her mom was?
Cynthia Hargitay.
Another cop?
No, I believe her mom was Jane Mansfield, right?
Oh, wow. Who's that?
Fun fact.
It was Jane Mansfield. Legendary.
Oh, Playboy.
Legendary blonde bombshell from old Hollywood in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, she died at 34.
Yeah, legendary figure. Died at 34 in a car crash.
She did have a legendary figure, I can see.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a weird way to describe her.
great Seinfeld show bit here, but we can't say it.
Shane, as long as you're there,
yeah.
Google Jane Mansfield and Sophia Loren for one of the great pictures of all time. Sophia Loren angered.
Do I have to go into an incognito?
No.
You're good. You know the picture I'm talking about.
Oh, Sophia Loren looking down.
Yes.
Ooh.
So Sophia Loren looking askance at what Jane Mansfield is bringing to the table.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
Okay.
Anyway, carry on.
No, I mean, I was just curious. I'm curious if you guys have watched anything good recently. People are doing that this time of year, looking for a show.
Television, yes.
Well, I'm just, I somehow have not finished The Bear yet. I think I'm going to finish it tonight, so please no Bear spoilers, but anything.
Caleb Williams is the quarterback this year.
Yeah, no, he's going to be good. That's true.
Oh, no.
I watched the new Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
Oh, to do tell. I've wondered. I've been occasionally tempted, but I've not bit the bullet on that. Tell.
So on the flight, it's like I want something mindless, something fun. I'm a little bit of a nervous flyer, so I was like, all right, give me something mindless and fun. And it was mindless and fun. It's a throwback movie. It is a movie that is like, you're like, why is this happening? Why is this investigation happening? Why does he need to be the one to investigate it?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah, of course he doesn't.
Wait a minute. So they did the remake, which is already lazy, but then they didn't even bother to put a real story behind it? Not that I need one for Beverly Hills Cop, but...
That's what I'm saying. Tanny, there's a story in the sense that, his daughter got into something and he wants to help his daughter out, and so then, it's a stretch, but I will say Eddie Murphy is just remarkably charismatic still.
That's awesome.
It's just fun to watch Eddie Murphy on screen for 2 hours. It's just fun. The movie doesn't really make sense.
Is Judge Reinhold in it?
Yeah.
It is Ronnie Cox. That was my guy. Taddy, remember Ronnie Cox? He plays Lieutenant Bogomil in the original Beverly Hills Cop. I just checked. He's alive. He's 85. Was he in it by chance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he was in it. But
Ron Cox.
But, wow.
How do we have less stuff about Ron Cox?
God, AI is wild.
That is ridiculous.
What is that? There's a less drop for everything.
This is such a sophomoric show.
If you're not looking to think critically or laugh that hard, but like it's not great, but it was enjoyable, and I wish more movies like that were made.
Okay, I'll give you. I know that Tanny watched this, but I liked it more than him, and that's The Jinx Part 2. Having gotten all the way through The Jinx Part 2 about Robert Durst on HBO, I felt a sense of closure by the end of that thing, both in the story and his life and his testimony, but also in just like the kind of particular sociopath behavior that has always sort of fascinated me and that he embodies maybe better than anyone who we've ever been able to see, because he can't help but talk and put himself out there. He's like trying to prove something. So the psychological rabbit hole of the sociopathic killer is maybe best explored in the history of television for me with Robert Durst and The Jinx. And I thought Part 2 was actually really compelling and haven't been able to get it out of my head. So wow. I'll offer you that one.
All right, that's a strong.
Yeah, I'm glad I consumed it. I mean, like, you know, I don't know if he needed a whole season to tell that story of just him being put on trial, but I love meeting this cast of characters, his like socialite friends, like that group of characters there. Oh, that was worth every second of television.
And all the women that he charmed and manipulated until he couldn't anymore, you know, and what happened to all of them and how that all plays out, I thought was fascinating.
You guys watching anything?
Yeah, so I got something to throw out for you guys. I know we only got a few minutes left here, but you guys following this Kevin Costner movie? It's called Horizon, an American Saga, which I thought was the title for a long time until right before I went in the movie and I saw it was called Horizon, an American Saga, Part 1.
I hope there's not a Part 2.
So Kevin Costner.
The arrogance.
Yeah,
this is the thing that he financed, right?
He did. He put up like $38 million of his own money and then got like an angel investor for the rest of it. But he left Yellowstone. I played the close drop of him leaving the show like in the middle of his promotion. He even went to see our friends at Frontier. He went to WGN Morning News to promote this motion picture. He really wants it to succeed because he's got all of his own money behind it. I went to go see it last weekend, right? And I found out that it was a Part 1, which we all know going into a movie, any movie you see is probably going to be a Part 2 if it does well enough, right? But this one is deliberately, hey, this is Part 1. It's 3 hours long, and I can tell you without any real spoilers, it's basically just like an epilogue. They're just really introducing characters for 3 hours to set you up for the ultimate climax, which is going to be Part 2, which I think comes out in September or whatever. Either way, it's not like a year from now. It's like a few weeks from now, seemingly. And I just wonder, is that dirty Jerry Angelo's dirty pool there? When you put out a deliberate prequel within like weeks of each other, you know? When
you're saying, why not just make it a TV show? Like, it's not a movie?
Yes. It was shot beautifully. You know, I loved that. And it was, you know, acting was great. And it seems like it's going to be a great story. I just don't know yet. It has all the...
That's very frustrating.
Yeah.
All right, Tanny, so what you and I like about Taylor Sheridan, do you think this is Kevin Costner loving the concept of a Western, old school Western TV show, but wanting to get out of... like from underneath Taylor Sheridan and do his own thing?
Yeah, like I think Kevin Costner harkens back to the days of like the Westerns he grew up with, like The Searchers and stuff like that.
The Searchers.
But he was a star of movie Westerns for a long time.
Like Dances with Wolves. It is a lot like that. This big epic where it's not even necessarily about the story itself, but it's about just like living in that time. So there's a lot of that going on in this film, which is fine.
And he's always fancied himself an auteur, you know, and so and he has been at times, Waterworld notwithstanding. So he's out there trying to do that one last time as well.
And Tanny, if you trust the text line, apparently Part 2 got pulled from theaters already.
No.
Yeah, apparently.
So I don't get to close this loop. That's the worst case scenario, because now I'm like, that was the other thing, right? I was like, I like this movie, didn't love it, but then it's like you realize, oh, because they basically show you a trailer for Part 2 at the end of the movie. So you do feel like you're getting kind of like, you know, rope-a-dopes a little bit. But so I was like, okay, I guess I'll see Part 2. But now you're telling me I can't even see it, huh?
Well, that's like the Mission Impossible movie that Tom Cruise just made, Dead Reckoning. It was Dead Reckoning Part 1. And at least things happened in that movie.
How many more are there going to be?
Yeah, but I trust the Mission Impossible series. Like, you know, like, that they're going to probably, like, you know, close the story a little bit before the second one, you know? Like,
yeah, I, you know, it was a fine movie. It was not nearly my favorite, like, among my favorites even of the Mission Impossible franchise. But, like, it also felt a little unnecessary. Because then you go into it and you're like, okay, I know I'm going to watch the next Mission Impossible also.
Yeah, dude. The arrogance.
Just make two separate movies.
The arrogance of that. I don't think I've ever been more enraged than at the end of The Empire Strikes Back when it was obvious they just kind of left it all hanging and I was going to have to wait a couple years for Return of the Jedi. Like, that feeling is still there for
me. You were enraged at the end of one of, like, the great movies ever?
It was so clearly part two. I don't believe it was one of the great movies ever. It on its own, it doesn't hold up. There's no, at the end, you're just like, oh, great, now I have to wait for 2 years. Screw you! What'd you do? And yeah, it pissed me off.
Interesting. Okay. Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hot Empire Strikes Back take. That is flaming hot. I did not know that.
Okay. I wonder what Ashley Brewer would think about it. Shane,
why is that got to be a coward thought?
It doesn't. You just said take, and I had made an Ashley Brewer reference in almost 23 minutes. So,
someone in an airport just perked up because we said cowboys when talking about a Western. Yeah.
There we go. That's perfect.
Yeah, I've watched one episode so far, Presumed Innocent on Apple TV, Jake Gyllenhaal. He is like the district attorney of, I don't know, it's set in Chicago. I don't even know what the branch of, like, whatever he's in, but he's like a high-ranking attorney, and another attorney on his team is murdered, and he is...
Were you hooked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm one episode in, and I can't wait to watch the next.
Yes, the wow. Scott Turow novel that was a Harrison Ford movie decades ago.
Yeah, in like the 90s, I think.
Yeah. So, all right, that's cool.
Yeah, really good. Apple TV. I love Jake Gyllenhaal. Don't like what he did to Taylor Swift, but I like Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, that's a segment for a different day.
That's very brave.
God, I remember you guys heard all too well.
I remember that all too well.
Taylor's version.
They got All Star Week coming up. We can get to that segment.
Oh, we'll do it next week. we'll do Jake Gyllenhaal versus Taylor Swift next week. I'll book them both.
That would be very impressive.
Can you also book Ron Kittle again?
Yes. No, he's actually hosting next week. You guys are off. It's just Ron.
And wow. Goodwill.
Who are you guys voting for?
Kittle and Goodwill. That'd be good radio.
I brought my gun.
Jed Hoyer, if you missed it, in 30 minutes, something ridiculous happening on the station earlier today ahead of the biggest Cubs series of the year to date. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.